$1,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
It is 6 o'clock and you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. Ani Nichkiwink, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikos, Nirashon Story, Esnaminwa, and Ishnabi Nawewin. Here we go. Aboriginal voices on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday weather, 23rd of December, 2025. And Sean, I am hoping that you're all set for your Christmas holidays and family gatherings.
Oh, I am almost. I just need like two, three more days.
Well, being the 23rd and stores are going to be closed by the time we finish our show tonight, that only gives you tomorrow, the 24th, so you better cram it all in. I don't know how late the stores are going to be open, but it doesn't matter. I don't need to worry. Yeah. Are you going to have a gathering of family members and friends?
Yeah, yes. You know, whoever shows up.
Oh, okay. Who's doing the cooking?
Well, it's mostly all of us, really. We all take a turn at something. Mm-hmm. Someone does turkey, someone does ham, someone does the pies, you know.
Oh, that's
that
good.
Sort of thing.
So it's kind of like our Christmas bake-off we had a couple of weeks ago. Everybody does
just
something
about,
and contributes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. You had a good time, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I really did.
And I would hope that Eli had a good time and Rachel.
Yeah, I know Rachel did. She mentioned it a couple of times just before she left that how much she really enjoyed being there. She's going to come back and visit Aboriginal Voices in the new year. Yeah. Eli, though, he was under a little bit of pressure because he had just finished an exam before he arrived at the station to join us for our Christmas bake-off. That's why we got him in the first sort of segment, first half hour of the show. But he stayed long enough to enjoy taking some of the food out of the old wood stove there and having a chance to try it.
That was good.
But then he had to race off because he had another exam the next day. So I haven't heard how he's done, but he's all finished and probably gone back to Calgary to visit family.
Good chance.
Yeah. So anyway, Eli, if you're listening, thank you for joining us for having contributing to our bake-off show. It was a lot of fun. And Rachel, we had fun there. And Sean, I really enjoyed your lemon loaf with the poppy seeds.
No, thank you.
But I'm glad I had a taste of it there after it came out of the oven, because when I brought it home, there was none left. Everybody at home said, oh, I'd like to try that. This is good. So now the only thing is I haven't heard them say they want me to make it. So that might be good, because I don't think I could do a cake as light as the one you made. So
No,
I don't think so. All the cakes I've made have been a little heavier. So anyway.
That's okay. I think they're meant to be heavy.
Oh, is that right?
Well, yeah. Coffee cake is usually meant to be heavy.
Yes, yeah.
I think. Hmm.
Anyway, I had someone, though, who listened to us. What was that? The 11th, I think, of December, listened to our show. And I think it was a week ago, Saturday, we went to have dinner with some friends. And they said, come on over. And we did sliding down a toboggan hill.
Oh,
my sounds goodness.
Good.
Yeah, first time for me in 2 years. Oh, it was
okay?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I was having a blast. Tired, though. The next day, oh, my goodness, was I tired. But
everything sore, was it?
Not so much Yeah, a little bit here and there, but no, just tired. Anyway, the fun part was that at that gathering with the tobogganing and the come in and chat and listen to everybody, the dessert, who did the dessert, said, "I was listening to you guys," and she said,
"Oh, yeah?"
She and her husband both grew up with a wood stove on a farm down near Morrisburg, in between Morrisburg and Winchester, and little town of Shanley, that area. But it's really funny because they just could imagine the stove and couldn't believe that we had one at the radio station. So, So she said, "Okay, well, she baked this ginger. It's a ginger crust with a mousse in it." And the mousse was especially for us. You'll love it. Cranberry mousse.
Oh, yeah? Is it cranberry mousse?
Yes. Yeah. So she said, "I hope that there be some left that you could take to Sean later." No, everybody loved it, and it was all gone. The pie plate was finished, yeah. So I'm going to have to, she gave me the recipe, so I'm going to have to think maybe I can make it for sometime in January for you.
Hmm, good.
So anyway, but it's funny, you know, people do listen to it, to our show, especially the baking.
That is funny that people do listen to the show.
Well, you know, we've been around for a while, so, you know, anyway. I'm just thinking about outdoor activities that you might consider doing over the holidays, the Christmas holidays. I mean,
myself,
you, or the folks around you. You know, suggestions for them.
Yeah, there might be stuff to do. So what? Snowmobiling and.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go?
Four-wheeling.
Where would you go? Well, four-wheeling in the snow. That'd be a little tough.
Is it?
But snowmobiling, where would you go for that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a snowmobile.
Oh, okay. How about snow plowing with a tractor?
I'll have to tell you about that.
Oh, okay. It's a long story?
Yeah, it's one I don't want to share.
Oh, okay. Well, you can share that with me when we start playing some of the Christmas music for tonight.
Oh, yeah, we'll play some, not just Christmas music, I suppose. We can play some Christmas music.
Well, I think, you know, being so close to Christmas, because after Christmas, we'll play new music from indigenous musicians from across the country that we've had in 2025. But, yeah, for Christmas, we could just pick indigenous musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. We'll have to stack it up and see who we have and which ones you want and what order and so on. We'll do that in a little while.
Sounds good.
Be a surprise for a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah. And but I just wondered, are there places around that you know of for hiking that would be good trails for?
I don't know. Do they keep them clean? Do they clean them? Do they plow them?
I know that some of the real old rail lanes, they go up the in the Kingston area, north of Kingston, there are the old train tracks, the ones that go Kingston to Pembroke. There's a Cataraqui Trail. It goes north of you, I think. East and west. I'd have to look that one up. Maybe we could do that in a little bit. Cataraqui Trail. Oh, I got a map of it. Okay, hang on. I can tell you right now. Oh, my goodness. It goes from Smiths Falls to Strathcona. It does go north of you.
Oh, yeah. I've been on that one.
Oh, okay.
The summer months.
I know they keep that open.
I don't suggest you go in the summer months because of mosquitoes.
Oh, I've been there.
It's a real nasty.
Oh, is that right?
The two times we went, I don't want to do this. This isn't a good time. Mm. But the last time we did that,
yes,
we went from it's like a personal best actually. We went from Strathcona, and we followed that path all the way to whatever was the next road or town.
To Newburgh.
Was that Newburgh?
Newburgh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there was a sign on it, though there should have been. Anyways, yeah, we did.
Did you go past that up to Camden East?
I don't think it was that far.
Okay, yeah.
We only had an hour, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was probably Newburgh. Anyways, that was pretty cool. I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this map, and I haven't... There's sections... I've been on different sections of this trail. Mm-hmm. It starts in Smiths Falls and goes all the way to Portland, Forfar, Chafee's Locks, Perth Road Village.
Oh, yeah. Goes that far?
Sydenham, Harrow, Smith, Yarker, Camden East, Newburgh, and Strathcona. 100 kilometers. I have not done it all in one stretch, but I've done sections. I've done the section from Lombardy down to Portland, and I've done east and west of Chafee's Locks, you know, 5-6 kilometers east of Chafee's Locks, but we've done from Chafee's Locks all the way through to the other side of Harrowsmith, and so that's just over 20 kilometers. And I did a section Yarker to Camden East, and a friend of mine lives in Yarker and said, come on with us for a walk. And it was like 5 kilometers out and 5 back. But, that's a number of years ago. But I haven't done the Camden East through to Strathcona. I don't remember mosquitoes being on that trail, so maybe that's where they are. Oh, just over where you are.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of water over there. There's a river coming from, or going to,
Strathcona.
I don't really remember which
Napanee
way the river,
river
was flowing. No, I don't think it was Napanee River. Could have been, though, because it would have, I don't know. Anyways, I'll have to look at it again.
Okay.
Is that what it says on your map?
No, it doesn't show anything like that. It's just a black and white map with the trail, and it shows... the 401 Kingston to Napanee and towards Toronto doesn't show anything like that, and then it shows it doesn't even show Highway 7, but it shows little towns along the way, the Rideau system. It's great.
It's a good one.
And I know you're asking about
all the way to Smith Falls.
No, just pick a little spot, like you said, just a little section of it. We've taken the dog for a walk at Perth Road Village towards Charlotte Lake or towards Sydenham Lake, and I'm looking here and it says the 60. So from 60th point to 70, that's 10 kilometers. Well, that poor dog, no wonder she's tired when we get home. Come back from a hike. Oh, she's just, her nose is on the ground sniffing everything. It's amazing. But but that section is really pretty because it's cut right through the granite in some places and then comes out in right by a lakes, and that's But the section that you might like is, now it's a drive because it's like Portland to Lombardy. It's quite forested up that way.
Uh-huh.
And some of those sections. But you don't have to, you can go and park at a point where it says parking available. And you go in and you can hike one direction or the other and, just make it a regular hike. But I do know, like you mentioned about keeping it open or plowed or something, I know that the this is a snowmobile trail as well, and so the snowmobiles go through and keep it packed down, so walking, you don't need snowshoes or anything like that. They can just walk in boots.
Oh.
Yeah. No, if you want to get off the trails and start going into the woods, you could do that too.
Well, on that Strathcona, I feel like we're... When you walk down from Strathcona towards, I guess, Newburgh, mm-hmm. At one point, there's a kind of like a gazebo off to off to one side, off to the north, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's private property. And it appears to be the backyard of somebody's house.
Oh, okay.
And every once in a while, like the two or three times that we've been on that one, you know, last year and this year, at least once or twice, there's people in that gazebo, and you know they wave, and you keep going.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, I know. It's just it's kind of a. I want to say it's a bit weird because you don't think of this as being, you think of it being as a park, and generally people don't have their gazebos in the park, right? Personal gazebos.
You'll find as you go, much of the, you're going to find people living along where this track is because they, you know, they've been filling in with places for people to live over the last 150 years. So,
yeah. Oh, of course.
And you go through all these little towns, you know, Camden East and Yorker and Harrowsmith, Sydenham, Perth Road, you know, they're all towns. Mm-hmm. There are sections where they're closer to Chafee's Locks where there are no people around. There's a section there, Maple Leaf Road, I think, and there are a couple of folks there, but not too many. But from there to Chafee's Locks, there aren't many people. After Chafee's Locks, because you are close to the Big Rideau Lake, that, you know, when you get up further towards past Four Far and Portland, there are a lot of people on, because the cottages along the lakes, that's the Rideau system.
Mm-hmm.
But there are sections, though, from Portland through to Lombardy that there aren't very many people. It's nice.
Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't nice. It just was like
not quite what you thought.
Yeah, you're just walking past, like, oh, mm-hmm. What's like a gazebo just off of the trail.
So I was thinking about when you were talking about this trail, that this is a, you know, the idea that you could use this trail year round is important.
Well, I don't know if
important.
We can. I haven't been up there.
You can, yeah.
Oh, you can. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So they plow it.
Well, like I said, they will run snowmobiles over it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it packs it down, so makes it okay for walking. You just have to be aware of the noisy thing coming at you, and you just step off.
Yeah, jump out.
Yeah. No, don't jump.
There was another one, actually, in Picton, and we were out on walking on that one, and bicycles drove past, which is fine. They did ring their bell, but then there was some four-wheelers on it, which, again,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, it just seemed like, oh, wait a minute, we're doing it the hard way. maybe next time we bring four-wheelers. And that's not really the way to look at it, I guess.
No. Well, you never know. Is that the Millennium Trail in through Prince Edward County?
Yeah, that is the Millennium Trail.
I'd never heard of that one. I've got a copy of the map here. Nice.
Yeah, well, the Millennium Trail, if you go through it, you can, I believe, go from 49 over to the 62 highway, if you followed the entire trail.
Mm.
We have not. We've only gone, I don't know. I don't even know what road it was, but...
You go through Bloomfield area, that town?
We don't go that far, no.
No, okay.
And I don't think it would go that... Does it go that way?
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at the map that you said, and it it starts just north of Picton and comes through that sort of skirts around the northern part of the town and then towards Bloomfield.
Oh, okay.
And then well, goes to Wellington, and then to Consecon, and then to Carrying Place.
No, we haven't gone that. We'd need bicycles to do that, I think.
Yeah, you'd probably need an airplane. It doesn't tell me.
I would, yeah.
Oh, is there? Oh, it doesn't tell me the distance, but you know, I can guess the 10, 20, 30, 40 kilometers from Picton to Carrying Place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you've given me lots to think about and to kind of, while I look out over the snow, I wonder if that trail would be year-round.
Good chance. The golf course uses it to go from one green to another.
Oh, okay. I think I have part of it answered right here in one of the pictures. I just was going past the, they have a slideshow available. Seven photographs. And the seventh photograph has my favorite season.
Oh, yeah.
You can guess. Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, and in fact, it's come almost, it's like somebody's been walking our grand dog. It looks like Sally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it is pretty. But
maybe it is Sally.
Oh, that may be, yeah. I don't know. All I have to do is look at her eyes. I can't see that. She's walking away from the photographer. But this is pretty flat land.
You can't tell that way?
I can't, no. Well, the dog's all wrapped up in a winter coat.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
They got Sally four. Got a coat?
Oh, yes.
Okay, then. Not her.
No, but the land is snow-covered, but mm-hmm. flat.
Oh, okay.
So
again, they must plow it.
It looks like, I'm not sure if anybody plowed it, but it looks like they've driven through in a couple of skiers, cross-country skiers, footprints. And it looks like a track that somebody's gone on a skidoo through it. So it is packed down a bit.
Well, nice.
Yeah. It looks inviting.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get a couple of songs up here, and then we'll come back and chat for a bit.
Sounds good.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back.
Toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the sky. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Thank you.
kudu kuviesun nami kuviesu tiang ne akputi sai mani kaklu tildu kuviesun nau tildu go ek kau madabun makkuk tokotibun inutu lo akatang mata ek kau mani akpugutlu gutiu yang niani ing mini tuni lauma inutia kubuluta kuviesun nau tildu go bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, you think it's time you were in bed.
Well, you know, the next song we have is Kisi Kole's song, and this is called Christmas Time. And it was recorded first in Tempe, Arizona in 2012 with Charles Bond on lead guitar, Jimmy Vickers on bass, Jason Kay on drums, Aaron Whitby on the keyboard, and Martha Redbone and Happy Frio on vocals. It was recorded by Christian Liffitt, and I played piano, guitar, and sang. I wrote the song years before. I remember when I first migrated to the Southwest from northern Minnesota. I was at Isleta Pueblo, south of Albuquerque, New Mexico. My friend Todd sang this song on a hand drum, a Christmas song. The lyrics, it was Christmas, Christmas morning. It was below zero. It was early in the morning. Here comes Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. Hey, 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 da. If you listen to the chorus, you will hear it. Enjoy this song. It was one of my favorites. And that's the letter that Kisi Kole wrote for his single called Christmas Time.
Christmas time comes once a year. Christmas time is near. Spread the joy, happiness, good tidings and cheer to last throughout the year. Church Mouse Choir's band. Songs we sing were silent.
this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Yeah. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbours Saving Neighbours is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbours Saving Neighbours volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
Moya nesta he eta wita via fogo anema moya mena me que wena si pa mena e cosi que a fogo na manesi watch we got ka kiskiti. Yeah.
Watkan Warad was the Wagwago. Tanya Dahaskigon, then on Zewa Dahusadaje, Ungahuan, and Hadiwanodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawaroska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. And Merry Christmas, Doug.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Sean. I'm glad to have a chance to spend today with you and then head for home and start
just
getting ready.
Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Oh, big shout out to everyone.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Not yet. Save it.
Oh, that's a different one. Yeah. Okay, Merry Christmas. That's next week. Happy New Year.
Okay. It's interesting, you know, I'm just getting ready for the gathering of family and friends, you know, for a big dinner.
Oh, yeah? How many?
One turkey.
Oh.
That's going to be... I don't know how big it's going to be because I just ordered it at our little local shop.
50-pound bird.
No.